views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, is joining us here today. Hello, Mr. Benny.
Hi, Pat.
How are you today?
Doing awesome.
Yeah, that was a great hour with Tori Hartman, eh?
Fantastic.
Yeah, baby. I love it. I love our listeners.
I like how you ended with the little Italian twist there. That was pretty cute.
I know. When the moon hits your eye like a big piece of pie, what is it?
It's a mole. It's a mangia.
Amore. That means love.
Yeah.
That means love, mm-hmm. right?
Well, who wouldn't right? love a pizza pie right now? Because I know I would.
Oh, my God. I'm thinking like, how about we get Sue Storm to send us from Chicago a deep dish pizza, Benny?
That is the one I have not had. I've had all the thin crust all I can handle, but I want some deep dish Chicago style.
And I'm telling you, you better be sending it so that when I eat the pizza, the oil... Only olive oil, no peanut oil, no coconut oil, none of that. Olive oil is dripping down my arm.
Legit.
And do not put that part skim cheese on it. I don't even understand who created that part skim mozzarella cheese.
I mean, you can't go halfway on that. You got to go full way. If you're going to go full bore, you got to go full bore.
That's it. I'm telling you. That's what we're talking about. There is a key to creating successful pizza. Success. We're talking about that today.
Yeah.
Angels target success with Sue Storm. And guess who she is? She's the Angel Lady. Look, 1-800-930-2819. One, do you know who your angels are? If you don't, each of us has a super archangel that helps us along the way. And then there are three angels that kind of hang out with us and kind of guide the way. But none of that has anything to do with how we manifest success because there are angels that we can call on to help us. George is the angel of success and Samuel is the angel of excellence. And so when you put those together, what you're talking about, you know, successful excellence or excellent success, either way, today's show is not about raising the bar. It's about annihilating it. Bada bing, bada bang.
I was living out of your moment, like annihilating a large pizza. Like, I got it.
Oh, Benny, do you know I can eat an entire pizza myself? Not these little small little things. These little,
you get down to business.
Oh, baby. And please, do not cut the slices the size of my thumbnail, okay? Who has ever heard of that? Sue Storm's in the house. Hi, Sue.
Hi, I'm just, my mouth is watering.
See?
I'm listening to all this pizza talk.
Right?
That's right.
So hang on fast. Let me ask you, Sue, do you have a specific place you would recommend if we were in Chicago, where to go?
Yeah.
No.
Come on.
There's probably just so many to choose.
I guess what I'd say is any place you buy pizza downtown Chicago, it's good.
Yeah. Oh, she's a fan.
Yeah, I don't have a favorite place. Sorry.
You know, that is so true because you couldn't survive in downtown Chicago if your pizza wasn't good.
Right. That's true.
It just couldn't happen.
Excellent. Yep.
The E word. That's what today's show is about. 1-800-930-2819. Look, we will give you the names of your angels, but we're going to give you some insight because I'll tell you what. This is the year of success. Not teeny success. Jupiter and Sagittarius are back together. There is this love relationship between Jupiter, Sagittarius's planet, and Sagittarius. And it started last November. And they are going to be hanging out with us until next December something. And so it doesn't even matter that that planet goes in retrograde, because even when Jupiter's in retrograde, you got to be ready for the bigness of it. But tell me, Sue Storm, the angel lady,
yes,
what is the meaning of success to the angels? Because they don't play small. They don't play not to lose. They play to win.
No, and success to the angels is everything being in place. And success to a specific person is totally different. Someone's success is a great marriage. Someone's success is a thriving business. Success is you being comfortable, happy, thrilled with where you are. And the angels say every part of your life in order or giving you joy is what they call success.
I was watching today D-Day, and I was watching, there's a handful of survivors or soldiers, mm-hmm, right? Remaining now, actively alive. And I was fascinated by chatting with a group of younger women. And I was explaining to them about this day. And I just watched as they were listening as if they had never really heard about the magnitude of that war. And while we refer to success, and when we talk about that war, all of the people of that day and age, you know, talk about it, but don't talk about it without great sacrifice.
Yes.
Sometimes success does come along with great sacrifice.
But it doesn't have to. And by the way, when you were talking about the three angels, those angels are chosen for you based on your life's purpose. And success is achievement, it's fulfillment, it's satisfaction. It's finding your life's purpose and following through with it. So that's what this is all about today, Dr. Pat. Each one of us being successful in the way we want to be and knowing who our angels are. And I'm excited about today's show.
I'm excited about today's show. I want to ask you this question. Biggest controversy I think we have right now, or the one of the greatest difficulties we have, is we don't fully either understand or feel deserving of even having a conversation with the angels. Tell us about the history of this for you and how you call on / refer to the angels for wisdom 24/7.
It's just natural. I mean, I've had the gift all my life, so for me, it's just natural. But I suggest that you think of angels as your friends. They are, and they're there to support you. They're there to guide you. They're there to help you. So invite them into your life and ask them for advice. And usually ask them for something simple to start. Practice with some yes and no questions from your angels. Make it easy. But their whole purpose is helping you be the best that you can be. So let them shine, and you'll shine, and it's a good arrangement.
Yes, it is. And 1-800-930-2819, we're taking your calls. But also, many of you know that you can send your question in if you go to transformationtalkradio.com or the drpatshow.com. Please go ahead and do that. And we'll take your questions. But if you want to call into the show live, that is something that we do on a regular basis with Miss Sue. 1-800-930-2819. I want to talk to you about archangels, and I want to talk to you about the role they play.
Okay.
My archangel is Uriel, mm-hmm, right?
Right.
Let's talk about that particular archangel, because I think that he's pretty much gotten his notoriety elevated, different than Ariel. They're different.
Right.
But still, in our pop culture on television, we're starting to see more dialogue about our archangels. Who are the archangels that you refer to, and tell me what each of them does to help us with success?
Oh, absolutely. Okay, so Archangel Michael is what I call the top archangel. He's in the hierarchy of angels, and he does guidance and protection. Guidance and protection, and also brotherhood. He's the angel of brotherhood. And then we have Gabriel, and Gabriel delivers messages, and he works with arts, invention, and communication. So I think it was Gabriel that came to Mary with the message that she was pregnant. And so Gabriel brings the messages. Raphael is healing and compassion, and I don't have any way of saying more about Raphael. However, I also have found that Raphael is really great if you're selling a house or if you're looking for a parking place or you're in a traffic jam. I don't know why he fills the bill, but that's who I use. I call on Raphael for those things. And then Uriel, the one we're talking about, and that's U-R-I-E-L, that's in spirituality, enlightenment, and prosperity. So, Dr. Pat, that's a wonderful archangel for you because you are on a spiritual path, and you help us with our enlightenment and bringing us prosperity. So this is wonderful and a perfect angel for you.
So today, as we call into the show, there are many questions about success. I got to tell you, I was listening. I have a spiritual practice that I do every day to kind of start my day off. I listen to different speakers or people that are giving messages of hope and possibility. And the message that I got today had to do with finishing, you know, how to hold on, you know, that we will finish. And I want to talk about this when we come back with our callers that are calling into the show today. Benny's been very busy.
Good.
And what we'll do is we're going to take a short break. But for those of you out there, if you want to find out more about Sue, go to theangellady.net. And when we come back, we're going to start with the phone lines. I just want to say to folks, if you're trying to call in and the lines are busy, we will make sure that we keep them open. So keep calling. We'll get to you, we promise. 1-800-930-2819. Mr. Benny, let's go to take a short break.
I just want to tell you all the things you are and all the things you mean to me. When I find myself believing there's no place to go, when I feel the loneliness inside my heart.
Are you new to playing with the law of attraction or a seasoned pro looking for an easy and organized way to monitor your co-creation endeavors as you draw them from the immaterial planes into your physical reality? Then join me over at goldenotter.us for bi-monthly new and full moon rituals where we plant seeds of intention, then harvest the fruits of our desires as part of a dynamic community in the members-only Lunar Manifestations Forum. I'm Autumn Seibel, host of Golden Otter Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream, and I can't wait to meet you.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Oh, yes, 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 everybody. It is so great to have you all tune us in and turn us on. We are going to the phones, but before we do, 1-800-930-2819. Okay, Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. Okay, every show, Sue, you have something special for our listeners. What the heck did you and the angels come up with this time?
Yeah, well, we have the Dr. Pat special, and that is you pay for one half hour of the angel's time and advice, and you get two half hours. So you get paid for the first half hour, and the second one's free. So it's great. You can come up with ideas, and I break them up so that in the first half hour you can ask your questions and find out what's going on and get your life changed and what do you need to move forward, and then you're going to think of more things you want to fix or help with, and do the second half hour at no charge. So that's, I call that the Dr. Pat special, and it works. People love it.
But they also get some help. Let's go to the phones.
All right, we'll take Lisa now, calling in from New York. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call, and you were talking about angels, and I would like to know what message my angels have for me.
Okay. Do you know who your angels are to begin with?
No.
Oh, let's start there, okay?
Oh, cool. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have Archangel Michael, who's your top archangel, and he tells me that you know him. There have been times either he saved you or you've heard him. But Archangel Michael is definitely a part of your life. And then you have Lorena, L-O-R-E-N-A. Lorena is the angel of divine grace, and she works with spiritual blessings and enrichment. And then you also have Solomon, who's the angel of security, and he works with safety, well-being, but he also works with emotional security and with financial security. I mean, that is a great angel. Solomon, come to the forefront here. Let's get him going. So a message from your angels. Can you give me an area that you'd like to have more specific?
I would like to have a relationship with a balanced partner in my life. And I haven't found that person yet. And I just separated from someone that was not a right fit for me. I'm just wondering, any messages like, will I really meet somebody that's for me out there?
Okay. Well, you could take me up on the Dr. Pat special, and I'll give you the number to call for a session. It's 800 800-323-1790, 800-323-1790. And we can kind of frame your thinking and you know, develop a situation for you so that it happens quickly. But also, Terina, T as in Tom, T-E-R-I-N-A, is the angel of attraction, and she works mm-hmm. with attracting soulmates. And so that's the angel to talk to. Tara, T-A-R-A, is the angel of love. So talk to Terina and Tara. And when you want to manifest something, asking for it before you go to bed at night is the best time. And then the angels can work on it through the night. So ask Tara and Terina to bring you the man of your dreams. How's that? Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Yeah, and call me if you want, and we'll kind of get more into details. But
what is your website?
Sure, theangellady.net. theangellady.net.
Yes, I would like to manifest this. Yeah, I will look in your website. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Can I ask
great.
You? Can okay. I ask you one little quick
sure.
question?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. You said you just ended a particular relationship. Did I hear that right, or did I get that wrong?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Recently, like a month ago, a year ago?
No, just a couple days ago, like a week ago.
Okay. So, and you're all good with that?
Yeah, I'm all good with that. It was an on and off relationship for 5 years.
Got it. Yep.
And finally breaking free again, you know, breaking free is like the biggest thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So I can be free.
Yeah. That was the reason I'm asking is my intuitive sense of it. It was a relationship that you were going to be able, that you wanted to break free from before that.
Oh, yeah. Many times. And I went, going back because I was alone and I didn't know who else to meet. And I kept going back there and.
Can I interrupt here? This is the Angel Lady again. You definitely need to call me.
Yes. Thank you.
This is my specialty, clearing out things that aren't serving you and helping you move towards things that are.
Yeah, thank you. I will. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Sounds good. Let's, we have more people calling in, right? Let's go ahead and do that.
Yeah, we'll take Karen now calling in from Stanwood. Hi, Karen.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Have you gotten your angels yet? Can we start off there, or do you already know them?
Yeah, let's start there.
Okay.
Let's start there. Yahoo!
All right. So your archangel is Raphael, and that's healing and compassion. And then you also.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I didn't catch the name.
Okay, Archangel Raphael.
Oh,
R-A-P-H-A-E-L, Raphael, okay?
Okay.
All right, mm-hmm. And then that's healing and compassion, and they tell me you're very compassionate. I just see you looking to see where you can help and be of help. So so that's a wonderful, valuable asset, the angels are telling me. And then you Bettina, that's B-E-T-T-I-N-A, and Bettina is the angel of creativity. She works with the divine gifts of art, science, and business. And then your money angel is Timothy. Timothy is the angel of good fortune, and they tell me that there have been times when good fortune has come your way. Oh, and here's your message. More coming. Yay.
Oh.
And there is
awesome.
A good message. And they're very glad you called.
Very good.
Because they're glad you called because you needed to hear it.
Yeah, totally needed to hear it.
Oh.
Yes.
True.
Yes.
So true.
Yes. All right. We're going to take a short break. Benny, are we ready to go for a little break and then come back? Benny's probably answering the phones. That's what he's doing. Let me just say 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Today's show is all about success, right, everybody? It's all about success. And it doesn't matter, like, are we talking about success in your family, your children, your workplace, right? Your relationships. But the other thing, Sue, listen, news flash on this too. You ready? The other thing is this. We have the hardest time saying success and money together. And I know this is your other area of expertise. This is the other area. You take this conversation straight on to say we can all become mighty money magnets.
Yes, we can.
I know. And we are taking your calls today, everybody, whether it's money that you want, whether it's other items that you want, whether it is a new house that you want. This is not the show where you play small. The angels are in the house. Let's take a short break, everybody. 1-800-930-2819. We will be right back.
Girl, you're looking fine tonight. And every guy has got you here beside.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmain.com.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
Curious about the meaning of life? Do you want to deepen your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. The school also organizes group meditations each year to benefit humanity. Whether you're just beginning to reflect on the spiritual side of your life or are a more experienced spiritual seeker, the school warmly welcomes you to join our group. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit esotericstudies.net. That's esotericstudies.net.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Then tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go to ignite the life you deserve. Visit GetRootedRadio.com and tune in.
It's surely one of life's little mysteries. So tonight I the stars above. How did I ever win?
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Benny, what's that song?
That would be Angel Eyes by the Jeff Healey Band. Actually, they were the band that was featured in the movie with Patrick Swayze in Roadhouse.
Yo, yeah. Thank you, Benny.
Bet you didn't know that.
I didn't know it, like, not even like a teeny weeny teeny little bit.
Yeah, Jeff Healey, actually, he was blind, and he passed away about, I want to say, like, 8-9 years ago. Mm. And I know the movie's kind of made its round on its anniversary date, and I was like, I always wondered, like, who the band they featured in that video, or in the movie, where all the bars were. And that's actually, it's a real band, the Jeff Healey Band, and he toured even after the movie, and he kind of got his claim to fame, and he covered that song, which is Angel Eyes. It's been done by a couple other artists as well, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
That's our Benny.
Yep.
Sue, that's our Benny.
Boom.
I know. He's really on top of things. Go
bada
Benny.
Bing, bada
thank
bam.
You. Thank you, ladies.
Bada bing, bada bam. Oh, my gosh. I can't. I'm not going to get that statement out of my mind here. Sue Storm, the Angel A. Sue, before we jump in here, I want to just tell everybody phone lines are open. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Go ahead and give us a call. We will get your questions on here with the most amazing Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, right? But before we do, all right, tell us how, and Eugenia, I'm going to get your question on. So hang on. Okay. Look, how can people find out more about you? And can you also tell me about your fabulous offer?
Okay, so my website is www.theangellady.net, theangellady.net, and my 800 number, if to call me direct, is 800-323-1790. You can use that to buy the books. There are 3 Angel First Aid books. If you want to do that, or you can use it for your consultation or session. And you will be amazed at your consultation session. You will be amazed at whatever is bothering you in the beginning, you will feel better by the time you hang up on your first half hour. You will have information. You will have your angels by your side. You will have more energy. It's worth the try. It's worth the experiment of just saying, now, how much can your angel do for you in a half hour? Because they get right in there and they do it. So, all right. So that's the Dr. Pat offer. So that's you pay for the first half hour, and the second half hour is no charge. Let's see. What else? And the 3 books are Angel First Aid, RX for Success is the one that we're working with today, How to Be Successful, How to Find Your Life's Purpose, and I think that's it. I just hope everybody calls and gets that first session and jumpstarts their life, because that's what will happen.
All right. I love it. Now, look, Eugenia could not call in because, like so many of our fabulous listeners, they work for a living. So Eugenia says, good morning. I wish I could call in this morning, but I have to work. I'm wondering if you could give me any guidance on discovering my life purpose or what's next for me.
Okay,
that's a big general question, but
it's a pretty general question.
I
will say this. Your life's purpose is something that you do that's unique to you and different to you. So and I would suggest you call the 800-323-1790 when you aren't working, and let me help you with that. It's difficult to come up with a life's purpose. It takes a little back and forth and feedback. But one thing your angels are saying is you're on the right path. Maybe that's what you need to know. You're on the right path. Keep going. Keep your eyes open. There's a beautiful path ahead of you. That's what they said.
I want to just comment on this because one of the things, Eugenia, I learned is I had a sense that there was only one life purpose. And, you know, there are different debates about this. Some people say that there is a soul purpose, there is a life purpose, and in this lifetime you have one. But one of the things I discovered along the way is as I change, as I grow, and especially as I grow spiritually, you know, what I'm called to do in life seems to take on new meaning. And it doesn't always mean I stop doing what I'm doing, but there might be something that I'm called to do in a different way or in a way I hadn't thought about before. And so what I want to say is if you are looking at your life and you're focusing slash on work or job, or maybe you're retired and you're thinking this is not enough, what I encourage you to do is really open your heart for sure and give Sue a call. But open your heart and allow for information, for vibration to come in, to tap into something you absolutely love. And the reason I say your heart is because your mind may say to you, wow, that's silly. You really want to do that? How are you going to do that? What's it going to look like? And that is monkey mind. And monkey mind is not something the angels put up with. So you're going to get some help with Sue. For the rest of you, we are taking your calls. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. We'd love to take your call. So I want to kind of get back to success, and I want to talk about a number of different angels right now.
Okay.
And one of the things that I've learned over time in working with you is there is a wide range of angels, and we can call upon angels to help us. Sometimes we truly want to manifest something in success, but I want to go back to what I said before the segment. Sometimes we want to manifest money, and I think we need to have the courage to say that.
Right, right. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. People say, well, I can't ask for too much. Are you kidding me? You ask for anything that you want, and if you have extra, you share. And that's what I say. I mean, if the money is to come to you and then you can help others with it or you can do something good with it, then let the angels bring it in any way that they can. I wanted to address something you were saying, Dr. Pat, about the life's purpose. Mm-hmm. One of the things is that the angels that are chosen for you for your life's purpose stay with you, but others come in and others move and they move out and they move in based on where you are, because you're right. Although your life's purpose may have a central, I don't know, path, you have all these other diversions, these other things that you can do. And as you get older or you get more skills, you can go in different directions and manifest new things and bigger things. So I don't feel there's just one path, but there's one direction and then many paths that come to that direction. Does that make more sense?
Yes, it absolutely makes more sense. And for those of you out there, look, news flash yesterday, right? Another fellow Sagittarius has now hit the billionaire mark. And when I think about Jay-Z, he's called an American rapper. Right? That doesn't even touch upon what this man has accomplished in his life. So when I think about Jay-Z, yes, the absolute spouse of, you know, Beyonce, of course. But when I think about him, I think about his beginnings. I think about his storytelling. I think about his life. And somebody asked the question, did you ever think you'd become a billionaire? And if you know anything about this man, right? You have to know that his dream and his relentless perseverance to succeed and to help others succeed has been unwavering. And so the fact that he has, and I think this is true, Benny, you probably have to fact check it, apparently is the first rapper, right, like rap music, to become a billionaire. And I think about
it's
that.
It's close. He and Dr. Dre are really close.
They're very close.
I think Dr. Dre is the first billionaire because he did the deal with Apple.
Oh.
But they both make great money.
Do you know the first angel lady to become a billionaire? Because I've never met that one.
Well, billionaire. I have to think about the B word, because millionaire, millionaire, yes. Billionaire is a big number, right?
Yeah.
The answer to that question is diversify. Multiple
right,
streams
right.
of incomes.
I love
right?
it.
Right? I think if you go back in time and you take a look at the people that have brought angel messages forward, right? You know, a dollar 2,000 years ago, well, even if they even used a dollar, is not a dollar today. But the key is, when folks think about their life's dream, they think big. Big is not even the right word. Gigantic, epic. They have epic ideas and epic dreams. And then they set them things in motion. You know, they set the stage for achieving those. But the question really comes, what happens, Sue, and how do the angels react when we decide to play small? And we do make those decisions.
You know, I have to tell you, when you said when we decide to play small, then they sort of shrivel. I saw that. I saw them actually kind of come forward, and it's like, oh, no. They want to be big. They want to stand tall, and they want us to stand tall. This is a very interesting visualization I just saw.
Well, I mean, it makes great sense, because these are words that we as humans have created, right? We've created this language for ourselves. But when we think about the vastness of the universe, which we cannot even quantify today, right? I mean, we can guess with our technology. We're thinking about a vastness. We're thinking about, you know, the nature of infinite, 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 infinite. And we think about the energy, and if everything is energy, the question then becomes for us, what is so seductive about playing smaller than that? And we think it's safe. But the angels can literally... The angels can literally help us manifest everything we want in life. How do we do that, Sue?
Oh, a question. Basically, be patient with yourself is the first thing they're saying. And then have a visualization of what you really want and believe in it. A lot of it is believing that your angels
yeah.
can bring it to you, believing that you can achieve it. Instead of a mission statement, in my Angel First Aid book, I call it a vision statement. Have a path for you. Where do you want to go? Be specific. And here's another thing, Dr. Pat. If you have a plan for your life, or if you have a plan for a book or a plan for a new business, find a table, find a place where it can grow and become its own entity. So if you put it somewhere by itself, you put in a few pieces of paper with some information, some notes you've taken, some ideas you have, and it grows. If it's in your head, it's there with a lot of other things. But if you give it its own place, that helps it manifest.
And I love it.
Yeah.
And
go
ahead.
Believing you can do it is really important.
We're going to take a short break. When you come back, Sue's going to give us some tips for manifesting. What are the mantras that she helped Benny and I use? And Susie, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, olive oil is the elixir for all of our meals. Yes, Susie.
That's right. Oh, and real fast, Pat, I did some more digging. You are correct. As per the latest Forbes magazine listed on the 3rd, Jay-Z has been named the world's first billionaire rapper, of course, by the magazine, with all of his behind-the-scenes credits. So I believe just the deal with Beats by Dre, which is Dr. Dre's brand for headphones and electronics and so forth, I think that was separate. But still, I don't know. It's anybody's game.
I'm just trying to say, yeah.
Billionaire, B for Basili, it's in there.
Yeah.
B for
New
Benny,
York,
it's in there.
New
Billionaire.
York, New-
I'm getting it.
Yeah, I'm going to send him a little love, even though he was born in Brooklyn and not the Bronx, but still, there we go. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
There'll be no strings to bind your hands, not if my love can't bind your heart.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Are you willing to challenge everything you've been taught about life and death? Join Angie Corbett-Kuiper on her hit show, Beyond Grief Radio. Redefining loss and grief as Angie shares through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that creating anything is possible, even in death. Tune in every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit AngieCorbettKuiper.com.
Have you been seeing numbers like 111 and 222 everywhere you go? Do you feel that the universe may be trying to get your attention, perhaps offering a message of some sort? As it turns out, numerical patterns and certain types of geometry form the very fabric of our reality, from cells under a microscope to the astronomy of our night sky. At Stellar Reflections, we offer special sessions which tap into these patterns, designed specifically to support you on your journey. The 111 and 222 activations are sessions activating new patterns in your energy field, which in turn can help you create new patterns in your life. After just one session with a practitioner, either in person or via distance, clients report gaining greater clarity, becoming more intuitive, and honoring their inner truth as they move forward in their lives. Curious about what these transformational sessions might do for you? Call 425-999-9836 or visit StellarReflections.com. That's StellarReflections.com.
Check them out now. Let's ride. Check them out now. We doing it.
Right?
Benny.
You can only do it with a billionaire spending cheese and on 1150. I mean, that's how it works.
Hey, Jay-Z. Hey. Congratulations to you.
Yeah, right.
Congratulations. Because I got to tell you, that is not an easy thing to do, period. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, is with us in the house. Now, look, we're talking about Jay-Z for a minute because I think it is. I think it is a milestone that's worth mentioning. You know, it is something to think about if we're talking about success. You know, in the last hour, I talked about D-Day, and I talked about the fact that we don't think about what was accomplished because it was so bittersweet, you know, the lives that were lost. But it was successful. No matter how you look at it, there was an outcome that somebody cheered and somebody won and somebody lost. And a lot of times we don't see the win-win in things. You know, we don't see it like that. But a large part of the time is we don't focus on our own success, as Sue said, as believing it, as believing we deserve it, and as believing that we have a birthright to it. So, Sue, what are some of the tools that you have along the way shared with our listeners so that we can manifest here?
Okay. So the easy ones are, and effective, are the affirmation, I am a mighty money magnet, and you say it with determination, and you think of the money coming at you and sticking to you. And that's one of the things we do in our session. I have a person say that, and then I see how fast the money comes, where it drops, and why it doesn't get there. And we work on making sure you really are a mighty money magnet or a mighty love magnet, you know, whatever you're looking for. So that's one of the ways, is to see the money coming at you. Another way is to draw dollar signs. You just take your index finger, put it out in front of you in the air, and you just start drawing dollar signs. Draw a big one, draw a small one. Another thing is to think of four streams of income. Why should you only have one? Dr. Pat was talking about diversifying to become a billionaire. So think about sitting in the middle of a room, or sit in the middle of a room and have this money coming at you. And if it's coming from behind, move it around to the front. You want it to connect to your chest and your abdomen. And get that money there. Get it to you. And you can even actually take, like, dollar bills or $10 bills or whatever, roll them up, put a rubber band around them, and carry them in your pockets. Every time you reach in your pocket, you're feeling money. Make money a part of you. If that's what you're looking for, if it's the money part, make money a part of you. If you're looking for love, draw hearts in the air and be a mighty love magnet. It depends on what you're looking for, but you can manifest simply, easily, and just believing that it's going to happen. You know, Dr. Pat, there's another thing. I've gone on Miracle Watch. This is something new, and actually a miracle happened today. It's something new. I tell people we have Verdict Watch when there's some kind of a law situation, a court situation. We have Tornado Watch when there's a weather situation. Why not have Miracle Watch? Why not be watching for the next miracle? Money, love, whatever.
And part of this is, and I learned this a long time ago. And what I learned a long time ago by reading, Catherine Ponder was one of the first books I ever read, a book by Catherine Ponder. And the Dynamics Laws of Prosperity. Somebody gave me that book. And they gave it to me at a time, I wasn't doing the radio show. I was really at a pretty low point in my life. And I read the book and I thought, wow, a lot of this is really hokey. And I remember thinking that. But then I remember getting to a day in my life where I didn't think that anymore. And the direct relationship that I had between the thought that, whoa, there's something in this. There's something in the energy of this that I want more of. That's when my life changed. And that's what you're talking about here, is really opening up to a way where our lives could literally change.
And I have the Dr. Catherine Ponder's book right in my living room. So if people come when they do in-house sessions, it's right there, right on the coffee table. And so, yeah. You know, I believe in this too, and I'm thrilled that that was what changed you, what made you make the switch. And I think that's part of what your angels, you never know if your angels helped you at that moment. They could have.
Exactly. And, you know, yet at the same time, you know, if we're talking about Catherine Ponder, you have to know that the angels are right there with Catherine in every word she has ever written. That's for sure. Sue, tell everybody how they can find out more about you. Thank you for today. How they can find out more about you and your special offer. Thank you.
Okay. So you go to theangellady.net. That's theangellady.net. And there are three Angel First Aid books. You can check them out. Today we were talking about Angel First Aid RX for Success, which is about finding your life's purpose. And my Dr. Pat special is you pay for 1 half hour, but you get the second half hour free. So it's 2 for 1, and well worth it. Well worth it. You're going to jump forward, jump start your life, get questions answered. You know, someone who listened to the Dr. Pat show said what makes me different is the angels just dive right in. They get
into
what happens and turn things around.
All right, Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. I'm Dr. Pat. Don't forget, Power Up with Dr. Pat coming up next on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.